Vamos a ver, vamos a ver, vamos a ver. आर्षन्ति कल्पतरुं पुनापोपबोध्यम् इच्छन्ति यत्स्पर्शजं निरेभिर्नूनां नूनं विमुष्टमतयस्तव मायया ते ये त्वां भवाप्यय मोक्षणमन्यहेतो अर्चन्ति कल्पकतरुं कनपो उपबोध्यम् इच्छन्ति यत्स्पर्शजं निरेभिर्नूनां नूनं विमुष्टमतयस्तव मायया ते ये त्वां भवाप्यय विमोक्षमन्यहेतो अर्चन्ति कल्पकतरुं पुनपबोधिम् इच्छन्ति यत्स्पर्शं निरेभिर्नूनां
नूनं
Certainly.
Vimushtamataya.
Who have lost their right intelligence.
Tava.
Tava.
Your.
Mayaya.
Mayaya. By the influence of the illusory energy.
They.
Twam.
You.
Bhava.
Bhava.
Birth.
Apyaya.
Death.
Vimokshanam,
cause of liberation,
anyaheto,
for other purposes,
archanti,
worship,
kalpakatarum,
who are like the desired tree,
punapa,
dead body.
Upabhogyam,
sense gratification,
Ichanti,
they desire,
yat,
that which,
sparshajam,
derived by touch sensation,
niraye,
inhale,
api,
even,
nirnam,
for persons. Translation: persons who worship you simply for sense gratification of the bag of skin are certainly influenced by your illusory energy. In spite of having you, who are like a desire tree and are the cause of liberation from birth and death, foolish person such as me desire benedictions from you for sense gratification, which is available even for those who live in hellish conditions. Dhruva Maharaj repented because he had come to the Lord to render devotional service for material profit. He here condemns his attitude. Only due to gross lack of knowledge does one worship the Lord for material profit or for sense gratification. The Lord is like a desire tree. Anyone can have whatever he desires from the Lord, but people in general do not know what kind of benediction they should ask from him. Happiness derived from the touch of skin or sensuous happiness is present in the life of hogs and dogs. Such happiness is very insignificant. If a devotee worships the Lord for such insignificant happiness, he must be considered devoid of all knowledge. To extend, my Lord, the transcendental bliss derived from meditating upon your lotus feet or hearing about your glories from pure devotees, it is so unlimited that it is far beyond the stage of Brahmananda, wherein one thinks himself merged in the impersonal Brahman as one with the Supreme. Since Brahmananda is also defeated by a transcendental bliss derived from devotional service, then what to speak of the temporary blissfulness of elevating himself and heavenly finest, which is ended by the separating sort of time? Although one may be elevated, the heavenly planets falls down in the course of time. Therefore, the transcendental bliss derived from devotional service, pranayama, and shravana, and kirtana, and hearing and chanting cannot be compared to the happiness derived by karmis by elevating themselves to the heavenly planets, or by the ganis or yogis who enjoy oneness with the supreme and personal Brahman. Yogis generally meditate upon the transcendental form of Vishnu, but devotees not only meditate upon him, but actually engage in direct service of the Lord. In the previous verse, we find the phrase bhavapteya, which refers to birth and death. The Lord can give relief from the chain of birth and death. It is misunderstanding to think, as do the monists, that when one gets relief from the process of birth and death, he emerges into the Supreme Brahman. Here it's clearly said that the transcendental bliss derived from Shravana Kirtanam by pure devotees cannot be compared to Brahmananda, or the impersonal conception of the transcendental bliss derived emerging into the Absolute. The position of karmis is still more degraded. Their aim is to elevate themselves to the higher planetary systems. It is said, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan. Persons who worship demigods are elevated to the heavenly planets. But elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, we find Shine Punye Marcha Lokam Vishanti. Those who are elevated to the higher planetary systems must come down again as soon as the results of their pious activities are exhausted. They are like modern astronauts who go to the moon. As soon as the fuel is used up, they are obliged to come back down to this earth. As the modern astronauts who go to the moon or other heavenly planets by force of jet propulsion have to come down again after exhausting their fuel, so also do those who are elevated to the heavenly planets by force of yogis and pious activities. Antakasi lulita, by the sword of time, one is cut from his exalted position within this material world and he comes down again. Guru Maharaj appreciated that the results of devotional service are far more valuable than merging into the Absolute or being elevated to the heavenly planets. The words patatam, vimana, are very significant. Vimana means airplanes. Those who are elevated to heavenly planets are like airplanes which drop when they run out of fuel. Translation: persons who worship you simply for sense gratification of the bhagavad skin are certainly influenced by your illusory energy. In spite of that, you who are like a desire tree are the cause of liberation from birth and death. Foolish persons such as me desire benedictions from you for sense gratification, which is available even for those who live in hellish conditions. My Lord, the transcendental bliss derived from meditating upon your lotus feet or hearing about your glories and your devotees is so unlimited that it is far beyond the stage of Brahmananda, wherein one thinks himself merged in the impersonal Brahman as one of the Supreme. Since Brahmananda is also defeated by the transcendental bliss derived from devotional service, now what to speak of the temporary blissfulness of elevating oneself to the heavenly planets, which is ended by the separating sword of time. Although one is elevated to the heavenly planets, he falls down in due course of time. So here, by giving his own example, Dhruva illustrates the superiority of bhakti over liberation and elevation to material planets. In other words, the happiness derived from bhakti is much greater than the happiness of liberation or the happiness derived from elevation in the material world to Svargaloka or other planets. And, of course, Dhruva, we know, began with a material desire. He did not even want Svargaloka. He simply wanted to rule his father's kingdom. So therefore he considers himself very fallen for having such a desire. Nevertheless, he approached the Supreme Lord. So that was good fortune. But the bad fortune was that he asked the Lord for the wrong thing. But the Lord is like a desire tree. Kapakatarum is a desire tree. So a desire tree gives whatever you want. So if you have bad desires, the Lord can also fulfill that. So if you want material pleasures, the Lord will give you those things. So one has to be very intelligent in approaching the desire tree. Otherwise, one wastes one's time in getting the wrong things. So Dhruva considers himself such a foolish person because he asks for the wrong thing. So, of course, Dhruva realized his mistake once he saw the Supreme Lord. And therefore he regretted having asked for material things. So he was in a very fortunate position. Then he says in the next verse that the bliss derived from meditation on your lotus feet or by hearing topics about the Lord and the devotees that bliss is much greater than the bliss of Brahman. What to speak of the bliss from Svarga Loka or other things. Because people who go to Svarga fall down from that position. So therefore, he glorifies the position of bhakti. So he talks about the bliss derived from hearing about the Lord and meditating on the Lord. He does not speak of getting free from birth and death or material miseries. So there are two other types of happiness besides the happiness of bhakti. One is the happiness of material sense enjoyment, bhoga, or bhakti. So that is the common type of happiness in this world. And that is represented by artha, dharma, and kama. The other happiness is moksha, liberation from the material world. It's also a type of happiness. We are free from the problems that arise in the material world. So those are generally accepted as the goals of human life. They are called the purusharthas. So you have artha, dharma, kama, and moksha. However, superior to all of those is bhakti. So Lord Chaitanya has said the fifth goal, the fifth purushartha, the panchama purushartha is prema. The others are artha, dharma, kama, and moksha. The fifth one is prema. So this is superior to all the other things. So artha, dharma, kama are material. Moksha is liberation in Brahman. And prema is derived from bhakti. So the methods of karma yoga and jnana yoga and astanga yoga are inferior to the process of bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga gives prema, the other methods give liberation, artha, dharma, and kama. So therefore the process of bhakti here is glorified. Therefore, meditation on your lotus feet or hearing about your pastimes, these activities are superior to merging in Brahman. So bhakti is a superior process. So one other noteworthy thing here is that he does not say that bhakti is superior to jnana. He says that bhakti is superior to liberation or to elevation to heavenly planets. So bhakti is equated with the goal. The goal of jnana is liberation. The goal of karma yoga is elevation to heavenly planets. So bhakti is much superior to that. So what this means is the process of bhakti and the result of bhakti are actually the same. The result of jnana is liberation. The result of karma is heavenly planets. The result of bhakti is bhakti. So we practice meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord and hearing about the Lord. That's the sadhana, bhakti. But that is also the bliss of perfection. Prema also is hearing about the Lord and meditating on the Lord. So the means and the goal are the same activity. The goal is simply a perfection of that activity. Therefore, bhakti is superior also in that way, because the means and the goal are the same. We don't have to give up the activity later on. So this is a very good realization that Dhruva is here giving. He understands the superior nature of devotional service to the other processes. He realizes the goal of those processes. Of liberation of bhakti is much inferior to the goal of bhakti, which is prema. The result of prema, of course, is that one gets a higher type of bliss than the bliss derived from liberation or the bliss derived from going to Svargaloka and other planets. So all of these goals give some type of satisfaction or bliss. But by comparing the amounts of bliss, then we can see which is superior goal. So prema has the highest bliss, therefore it is the best. Liberation has the next amount of bliss, so that is the next. And enjoying and Svargaloka, etc., has least, so it is in the lowest position. So because of the comparative amounts of bliss, we can categorize these different processes. Bliss is the nature of the Supreme Lord, and bliss is the nature of the jiva. So naturally, if the the jiva achieves his goal, he should experience bliss. But on the other hand, the goal of the in bhakti is not that I experience bliss. If we're trying to get happiness, then it becomes more or less like a material endeavor. So the very definition of bhakti excludes that I want to be happy. If we say I want to be happy, then we have karma mr. bhakti. I want the enjoyment. So when we get karma mr. bhakti, one gets that happiness. One gets sarupya and sarlokya and sarsti, etc. And one can be happy that way in the spiritual world. But the pure bhakti means we simply want to give happiness to the Lord without any other strings attached for ourselves. So that gives the highest bliss. The karma mr. bhakta also wants bliss, but he does that in a spiritual way by worshipping the Lord. So if he goes to the spiritual world, he gets his bliss, and it's spiritual, not material. However, so it's superior to bliss in Svargaloka, etc. But the bliss that the devotee practicing pure bhakti attains, that bliss is much higher. He has more intense bliss. At most, the bliss of these other mixed devotees is shanta rasa, shanta bhava. So, whereas the devotees who practice pure bhakti, they attain dasya, sakya, vatsalya, or manurya rasas. So their bliss is much, much higher. But that bliss is not the goal. Their service is the goal. But nevertheless, they do experience that bliss. So, of course, even the mixed bhakti, even that bliss is higher than the bliss of moksha. So even karma mr. bhakti or jnana mr. bhakti, that is superior to jnana or yoga. And, on the other hand, the bliss of the material world, of going to higher planetary systems, that is considered much inferior. Why? Because it is temporary. Therefore, it says one falls down from that position. Yeah. So if one gets liberated, one does not fall. But if one falls from Brahmaloka or other places, if one goes there by punya. So therefore, it is considered much inferior. It's material happiness. So in this way, Dhruva has a very nice realization of nature of bhakti and the other processes. Of course, when one goes there, one is no longer, one has no material desires. But the influence of that type of impurity influences one's relationship with the Lord. So the relationship with the Lord is much weaker. And there's more emphasis upon the attainment of the spiritual world with one's spiritual body, etc., rather than the service. So they get purified, but because of that impurity in their sadhana, less intensity, they get less intense relationship with the Lord in the spiritual world. Shanta rasa.
They still go back to the
Yeah.
Do you want to work with it?
Huh? It doesn't really say, but I would assume somewhere in Bhava and Prema, somewhere in there. Obviously, the Lord revealed himself, then he must be at least in Bhava stage, but you cannot see the Lord unless you're in Bhava stage.
Drona, he lost all his material desires after having darshan of the Lord. But the conditions was a time to give up that material desire on their own. How can this be possible for the conditions? Because they are drenched with this material desires.
Well, how they give up material desires is by association with devotees who practice pure bhakti. You go to Jagannath Puri. Of course, if you worship in the form of what that Lord Chaitanya did, that is a Krishna in separation. Or in Radha in separation from Krishna or whatever, then of course you go to Goloka. If you have that mood of taking Krishna in separation. Well, it depends on the mood. You could go either place, depending on how you worship.
What is the name of that place between
Jagannath Puri?
Jagannath Puri. Between Vaikuntha and
Jagannath. It's there in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Brihad Bhagavatamrita mentions that.
Garantra Sreshishamat Pankunati.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ఒకటి మాత్రమే